Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you two.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am still in the room that I've literally done like two different TV series from now, so I've decided to call this place Broadcasting Centre. But it's just really weird because I've just permanently got some fella at the window.
No,
yeah.
Honestly.
We have to have someone here 24 hours to watch the kit, so...
I hope you're taking him a cup of tea and a biscuit.
Well, we can't because of Corona.
Yeah, but you could leave it for him and...
I know, well, to be fair, I did do that the other night because we had a chicken stir fry and then there was quite a bit left over, so I put a bowl out for him. It felt like the Flintstones, you know, when they used to put the food out through the window.
For the dinosaur.
Yeah, and then the dinosaur would come in the house and throw the person out. Anyway.
I love that.
Jeff, I was expecting a better background from you today, I'll be honest.
Well, the beach, kind of San Francisco kind of thing. Ah, oh, I was getting a bit tired of it. It feels very last week, doesn't it? This is a whole new phase. So I'm just going au naturel with
oh no.
I've been basically banished to the conservatory here, which is falling down and it's leaking. I've just brought all of my various instruments in and I just sit here and pluck away.
And what about the instruments? What do you do with them?
Hey!
Well, obviously, we're all going a little bit hysterical, aren't we, from this lockdown? And so people are trying to find ways to amuse themselves. And one of the things is background. So people keep changing their meeting backgrounds. And there's a guy who filmed himself interrupting a meeting. So like he films himself going into the room and going, oh, sorry, and running out. Then he uses that as a background on a meeting. So what the people watching the meeting see is him sat there doing a meeting whilst someone identical to him comes in and interrupts the meeting and goes back out again. Because it's the background he's used.
That is genius.
It's like Jorge Luis Borges for the Zoom generation. That's amazing.
And then there was a woman as well who changed herself to a potato in the meeting.
Oh, I saw that. That was brilliant.
Yeah. Literally nobody's getting any work done. Like our productivity is going to be rubbish because everyone's just pissing about. I love it. My boss just turned himself into a potato for a chat though.
Oh, I would love that. None of us are showing my faces still on ours, apart from my boss. Bless him.
Oh, really?
All you can see is our initials and his face. He sometimes shows his face. But none of the girls do now.
Really? Because no one wants to...
Yeah. No one wants to see my face at 9:30 in the morning, let alone this time of the day either.
I know. That's why we keep pushing this later and later, this meeting, Claire, because to be honest with you, it's more like a Halloween podcast.
You're supposed to be your best mate.
Hey, listen, can I read you a message?
Go for it.
This is about something going wrong on a conference call, right? We were on a conference call with one of our co-workers. All was fine until it came to the end of the meeting and one of our colleagues forgot to leave the meeting because obviously you have to press leave, don't you, doing this, right? Before we'd managed to leave, he stood up and all we saw was his undies. He was walking around scratching himself.
Oh, no.
And they were all watching this. So... they rang him and obviously they could see him while they were ringing. He was still visible on the meeting when he answered the phone. So we all saw him answer the phone, turn round, look at the computer, scream and run out of the door.
That is brilliant. Why is he sitting in his underpants?
It's because people are just relaxing too.
Oh my God, that's too far.
I know, but you know, how many weeks in are we now? We're like 2 or 3 weeks in. People are just like... going absolutely batshit crazy.
Yeah,
I definitely feel like the tone has changed this week. It just feels a bit tougher.
Yeah.
We had April Fools, of course, and there was that whole debate about whether or not it was appropriate in the circumstances to try and pull April Fools jokes. And I kind of think probably not, actually. But still, the thing that really made me chuckle this week was this fantastic video. So an actor's agency had sent a message to all the actors on its books saying there was a job available promoting vegetables and asking all the actors to send in a video of themselves impersonating different vegetables, a vegetable of their choice. And this woman, her son's put the video up online. She does this brilliant impersonation of a Brussels sprout with this amazing green cabbage leaf necklace around the neck and the whole bit. And anyway, I'm going to show it to you now.
Hi, my name's Joanne Denson and I'm represented by D-Boss Talent.
So this is her putting on a hat to make herself look like a Brussels sprout. Yeah.
Hello. Is that the vegetable crisis line? Oh, yes, sir. I need help. I'm so lonely and nobody likes me. I'm a Brussels sprout, you see. And so many people overcook me and stick me on the boil for too long that I come out all mushy and horrible and nobody wants to eat me. I'm lovely, really. You do?
I'm crying, yeah.
You like me? Oh, you've made me feel so much better.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and on it goes, and on it goes. Hang on.
Oh, she should get a job.
But then it's an April Fool's, though. And then so all these people sent them in and there wasn't even a job at the end of it. So the poor sods.
The thing is, you can't do Brussels. You can't do Brussels sprouts. Of course you can do Brussels sprouts. You can't do April Fool's at the minute. It's because everything's so surreal. Anybody could say anything to me at the moment and I'd probably believe it.
Same.
Because the whole world's so mad. I would just be like, yeah, all right, yeah, you really need more people to act as vegetables. I'll do it. If that's going to help things, I'll do it.
I feel like that's the norm. I feel like all these weird things are just so normal.
Yeah. And I was thinking, because now I'm in a world of everything is so surreal, I was listening to that thinking, hang on a minute, do we have a bit of duty of care here for that Brussels sprout? And then I'm like, it's a woman dressed as a Brussels sprout. But everything, I'm so sensitive to everything at the moment.
Yeah, she was fantastic. I have to say, that was a cracking audition.
Shall we give her the job then? We could do the Brussels sprout on this podcast, couldn't we?
She, right?
Next week, she's going to be on the Zoom meeting.
Talking of Brussels sprouts, I want to chat food.
I've been dreaming of my online order for about 2 weeks now.
Oh, I know. This is it, though. It's like before you could just eat whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted. And now it feels like, because of everything going on, everything's amazing to eat. But like my senses are attuned to things so much more. Like this morning I've already had a Kit Kat and I'm like, oh.
Oh, that's luxury. We've run out of everything. Every time my husband or my child goes to that fridge, I'm like, put it down, ration yourselves, come on.
I just keep looking for snacks all the time. I'm like constantly going to the fridge. I'm constantly looking at like in all the cupboards what I can eat. And I wouldn't be doing that if I was actually at work. But because I'm in the house where I know there's food in the cupboards, I'm like constantly going to snack.
I've got a solution for you.
Yeah.
So what I did this morning, I was dragooned into going for a run.
Yeah.
And we ended up going up the canal. Bloody miles. So now, no matter how hungry I am, I can't move. But my problem isn't the fridge anyway, it's the bloody wine rack.
Oh, I know.
Honestly, by the time this is all over, I'm going to have to be carting my liver out of this house in a bloody wheelbarrow.
I know.
It's like, what?
Hey, listen, what made me laugh the most there, as you were telling that, was where Claire's mind went. Because you said you went up the canal. Claire nearly lost her shit there with laughing. And it reminds me of this week, obviously, on my show, I've been... have I told you I've got my own show? I'm just kidding.
You've got your own show? Is it filmed in your house, Steph?
Oh, yeah, it's me. Guess what it's called?
Go on.
Anyway, obviously, it's on at midday. Obviously, you can't swear. You can't say the T words that you all know I love. And obviously, it's, you know, family time now because a lot of kids are at home watching as well. So I've been really conscious of not saying anything wrong. First day, Matt Lucas swore on the show, so I had to apologise for him.
Yep.
Day or two later, Bill Bailey swore, so I had to apologise for him. I'm like, I'm not even going to make it to the end of the week. And then the story the papers picked up was one which was totally unintentional, but Claire Waters, the plant, I know you would have gone straight there with this. I said very innocently, I was talking to this opera singer who's gone back to work in the NHS, this really lovely doctor. And so I said, how did you get into opera? You know, did one day were you just in the shower and you cracked out a Ness and Dorma? Now, I said that very innocently.
I picked up on that.
Man. There's nothing wrong with that.
I thought you'd actually said, have you cracked one out in the shower? I was like, did she just say that?
Yeah, but she didn't.
She did?
I know, but it's become a euphemism because then one of my mates texts me saying, I'm just going to go for a shower to crack out a Ness and Dorma. Anyway, that's
I went there.
Work when you accidentally do innuendo that you didn't mean to do, and then everyone thinks you're some type of sex pest.
Is this the defence when the yew tree come knocking? I didn't know that was an innuendo, officer. Is that why you've really got the security outside? for when the roses come?
Anyway, so back to food. This family have done this brilliant thing, which I love, because I suppose my question of the day today is, how do you stop yourself overeating, overdrinking and all of that while you're working from home? And there's a family that have come up with this brilliant solution, because they've got obviously got the kids at home, like everyone at the minute, and the kids kept wanting snacks all the time. So what the mum and dad did was give them a pound each a day and then draw up a price list on the wall. And then they had to work out like what they could afford. And isn't that a brilliant idea? Teaches them about money and stops everyone eating too much.
That's brilliant. Yeah, that's really good.
I do like it, but there's a bit of me thinking, oh, come on, just let them have a biscuit, for God's sake. I was just chatting. I wasn't sure about how I felt about all this. I knew we were going to be talking about food because we said last week. Not that this is scripted, obviously.
If this is scripted, it's really shit.
We need a new writer. So I was chatting to my eldest and I said, what do you think about the food thing? She said, well, do you know, sod it. Why shouldn't we just indulge ourselves? We've got this kind of weird Methodistic kind of desire to punish ourselves. If you can't sit back and have a few bloody biscuits and a Malteser now and again, then what's life worth living for? Basically, our pleasures have been reduced to, well, I don't know about your Ness and Dorma habits, Steph, but basically food, wine and whatever that you can find, plucking a banjo.
You know what I love about
it? You know, so enjoy it. Don't turn it into a bloody capitalist transaction with your tuck shop, neoliberal, bloody economic model.
What I love about you, Jeff, is how when we first decided to do this podcast together, Jeff was like, you know, I'm just going to take a backseat role. I'm just going to sit and, you know, let you and Claire chat and I'll just record it. Listen to him now. He's using this as a platform for his politics.
I like it. I like it when you get wound up.
I'm not saying anything ever again. People on the podcast can't see me, but I'm turning the key on my lips and I'm throwing it away.
No, I love it.
Well, I'm not even really wound up about it. It does sound like a good idea, and good on them for the tuck shop idea.
Yeah, I kind of get you.
But a good rant keeps you going as well. You can indulge yourself, like you were saying before. You save the pleasures that you kind of took for granted before. Mm-hmm.
Claire, where are your pleasures coming from at the minute? Keep it clean.
Honestly, my pleasure is sitting at the window watching those online delivery vans drive by. It's like every time I see one go by, I'm like, oh, I wish that was mine. We had a fruit delivery the other day from a local market, which was beautiful. I've never, ever, ever, ever wished for fruit so much in my life. Every mouthful was just pure delight. But I have to say, I love this. I'm sure I was made for home isolation. I bloody love it. I love working from home. I love being around everyone. I'm so happy. Apart from the lack of good food, I'm really happy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Happy?
I'm not going to tell you what my wife's just done to try and distract me.
Oh.
What?
She just stood outside in the garden.
She's flashed, hasn't she?
Yes.
And you wish?
Yes.
You wish? That's brilliant. See, your backdrop's better than anyone else's. Steph's got a sleeping guy in a van. I've got nothing. And Jeff's got a flashing wife. Brilliant.
We all know who's in the better position here than Jeff, so stop your ranting.
We do.
You've got it good. But people are going a bit hysterical, aren't they? We're just looking
hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
Make us laugh. And also, it's just trying to motivate each other. And I'm loving all the kind of things people are doing to give each other a laugh and motivate. And like, there's all the rainbows in the windows, isn't there, at the minute?
Oh, yes. We're participating in that. I've had some messages of people who've gone past my window and said it's made them smile. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you gone the full gouache?
No. We've got a rainbow, but to be honest, it was with coloured paper. But I think, you know, when the sun kind of dyes the paper a little bit and it looks a bit shitty, we might have to liven that one up. So anyway, we've got a nice kind of rainbow in the window. We've got some thank you NHS posters up there. We've got a stay home, stay safe hashtag poster. And we are also thanking the postie, the bin collectors, the delivery people.
Claire, this isn't helping social isolation because it takes people so long to walk past your window and read everything in there. There are crowds gathering.
But this is funny. So this rainbow thing's going across the world. And I had a friend who, a little girl had done the rainbow, a little rainbow, but then at the end, she wrote, the end. And mum was like, we can't put that up in the window. And she was like, it's the end of the rainbow. But literally, they obviously couldn't put it up in the window because it's like the doomsday, like the end. How funny. Brilliant, hey, little minds. So it's just like half the rainbow and then written, the end.
I love the thought of people walking past going, oh, that's...
Oh, she literally put it up. How funny is that? She just said that I can't put that up. That's just so funny.
There's a flat in Glasgow where they've put a poster up in the window and it just says, this is shite.
That's brilliant.
We are all after a bit of a laugh and a bit of light relief.
Bit of hope.
But there's a guilt as well, isn't there? Because, you know, if your household's not been directly affected. You know, I've got a WhatsApp group with my brothers and sister. She's a radiographer in a hospital up in North Manchester. My brother's got the virus and he's a teacher Scotland. And so it's really tricky.
That's the thing, though. It is. It's really, really serious. But also, like, you still have to have your normal life, don't you? Otherwise, anxiety would go through the roof with it all. So you still have to try and have normality and things and have a bit of a laugh, which is why it's nice when people put up funny things in the window. It's great that we're all supporting people.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
All those key workers out there now. You know, this is meant to be a podcast about working. Let's face it, we're not doing that much work at the minute. But there are people out there doing jobs that have often been looked down past and now the most important people in the country, aren't they? I mean, we've always valued them, I know that, but a lot of people haven't, have they? And it's like, go on, I'm loving it. Bin men are like amazing and posties are like, I want to high five them, but we can't, we do it from a distance. You know, it's all these things. It's like, you are our key workers. Too bloody right you are.
And let's not bloody forget about that afterwards.
Yeah, hope not. Have you participated in the clap?
You've got the clap?
No, that's definitely not what I said. Have you participated in the Thursday night clap? the first time we did that, that was very, I was very, very, very emotional that night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great W.H. Auden poem.
Oh, here we go. Hang on, Jeff. Can we have a jingle for your little moments where you mentioned Confucius or whatever he's called? And who was the other one last week? We should have like a jingle. Jeff's intellectual moment.
There've been two of them. Can you see?
Yeah, he's sticking two fingers up at me.
Is he? Oh, I can't see that.
Hang on. Sorry, Jeff. Jeff's intellectual moment. Go on.
There's a lovely W.H. Auden poem, okay? And when I was out clapping the other night, that's what it put me in mind of. September the 1st, 1939, it's called, and he's in a bar in New York, and obviously a shadow is falling over the world, the war's about to be declared, and the last verse goes, "Defenseless under the night, our world in stupor lies, yet dotted everywhere, ironic points of light flash out wherever the just exchange their messages. May I, compose like them of Eros and of dust, beleaguered by the same negation and despair, show an affirming flame."
I mean,
that's exactly how it felt to me. We were all out there, mm-hmm. The shadows over all of us. And yet when you walk past somebody, when you're doing your exercise, you're at a distance, but you kind of acknowledge people. And there's something beautifully human about the nod or the hello or the good morning or the thank you as people step aside or whatever it might mm-hmm. be. And yeah, it's really moving, I think.
Yeah, you're totally right.
I get that.
My security guard's on the move. Can you see him behind my shoulder
yes.
now?
Yes, he's awake.
I think he's used to doing like proper security things, you know, like, I don't know, nightclubs or...
I know, but like needs must. Needs yeah. must at the moment. There he is.
So just before schools closed, it was Mother's Day, wasn't it? And my friend's daughter was filling out like a little card for her mum. And the teaching assistant was helping her to write it. She's only four. It was like a template card which said reasons I love my mum or whatever. So the teaching assistant had said to my friend's little daughter, "Tell me why you love your mum, I'll write it in." And she put, "I don't know." So my friend got this card.
No.
And it said, "Reasons I love my mum, I don't know."
No. What a rubbish teaching assistant.
I know. So the teaching assistant didn't think, "Oh, do you know what? Let's explore a bit more about this. I know you can't think of anything now, but does she do anything nice? Does she cook your tea? Does she..." She just wrote in, "I don't know."
That's bad.
The Mother's Day card, my makeup.
That's brilliant. He wanted a shocking teacher.
I can't believe you. You've just been going on waxing lyrical about key workers, and there you are, sticking the knife into some poor teacher.
Oh, no, yeah. I think that's hilarious because it's authentic. You know, it's not one of these fluffy cards all about, because you do all these amazing things. It's like, I don't know, but cheers anyway. Oh, the security guard's gone to Portaloo. Did you hear that?
No.
We've got a Portaloo at the back as well.
Oh, my God.
Talking of teachers, pretty much anyone now with kids is also a teacher. That they've had to take this on as a second job, haven't they?
Yes.
So let's talk homeschooling definitely next week and how people are getting on with doing their job and also being a teacher, because, you know, I think people will have done all right for the first few weeks, but now we're getting into like week three, week four.
No.
It's going to be hard, isn't it?
We've already had words from our child this week to say that actually we're not as good as his teacher. His teacher, seriously, we've had tears and everything. His teacher usually sits him down for a good few hours and talks through tasks and helps them do it. And we haven't been doing that, apparently. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, my neighbour's just turned up with scones and put them outside the door.
Oh, my God, I want neighbours like that.
Oh, security guards just talking to me. Hang on a minute.
What a life this is, Jeff. Security guard.
Hello.
Neighbours cooking scones, eh?
All right.
I know, it's all right for some.
Yeah,
all right. She just leaves us hanging as well.
Oh, my God, sorry. It's all going on. This is the thing, working from home, isn't it? But do you know, I'm loving all the neighbour camaraderie. So we get grocery, I know, scones. They're hot as well, amazing. I'm going to have to go in a minute.
I've been desperate for a scone and a donut.
This is brilliant though. So yeah, because we get a bit of shopping in for them, they will often just make a few bits and bobs for us. It's lush.
So Claire, you were saying that you're coming up short on the teaching front.
Oh yeah. Back to the teaching. Yeah, totally coming up short. Honestly, just totally overwhelmed the other day when it all came out, when you had tears. It was like, you're just not as good as my teacher. Which is nice to hear. I like that he values his teacher, and I like that he obviously gets something from the teacher, and the teacher obviously spends time with him. But it's very difficult. Obviously, we're trying to work. He's done loads of great stuff, but it's like, you know, how much, well, we can talk about this next week, but how much is too much and how much is too little? And is there really too little? You know, he's six.
This service is getting even a better.
How funny.
Brought to me now.
Oh my God, look at that.
These are fresh scones, hot with clotted cream and jam.
Oh, Jesus. Honestly, you've got no idea how much I'm dreaming of clotted cream scones. So fucking
comes
jealous.
Back to food. Which is,
it let's, does, let's honestly.
Wrap things up then, because, and just in answer.
Because you need to go and eat.
Yeah, because I've got hot scones to eat.
I'm going to go and have a grey.
But, you know, as Jeff says, I think our advice should be, just don't worry about it too much, because let's face it, this is so mad. What do you reckon, Claire?
Yeah, I think go for it. If there's food in your house, then crack on, go for it. Enjoy every little piece of that food. You can exercise a little bit if you need to, if you're getting a little bit too on the large side.
Mm.
Or Steph, fuck off, seriously.
Mm.
Steph, honestly, that's really annoying us.
So next week, mm-hmm. we'll get stories about how people are coping doing two jobs. I mean, essentially, you're doing more than two jobs because you haven't to do...
Everything else, yeah. Mm-hmm. The cooking, the cleaning. Steph, will you stop eating that scone? I swear to God.
Right, on that, well, I'm off to the fridge.
Mm.
Can I just say how last week I really enjoyed having a bit of music at the end with the Irish jig. But I wondered if you might, to close this one, Steph, Claire, if you want to join in, could you crack off an Essendorma?
I can't sing for toffee. I'm not even going to grace it.
Come on. Come on.
You start us off, Jeff.
Da, 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 da. Essendorma. Anytime you like.
See you later, Jeff. Oh, there we go. My battery's running out on my laptop. See ya.
Yeah, right. See ya. Enjoy your scones.
Bye, everyone. Keep safe.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.